Track 7, Releasing Emotional Energy. On the last track, we discussed four parts of childhood sexual abuse related to body, emotions, mind, and spirit, and how these provide a window into the past. We have also seen how dialoguing with the body can help your client gain a better understanding of his or her feelings, emotions, and memories. On this track, we will focus on a technique I have found successful in helping clients who are living with the secret of sexual abuse in regard to releasing of emotional energy held in the form of pain. As you know, it doesn't matter what kind of sexual abuse has been encountered, physical, emotional, or both. Pain and trauma of sexual abuse is generally centralized in the pelvic region. Do you agree? For Sarah, age 18, the abuse of fondling and oral sex began at the age of 4 by her father and continued until she was 9. Whenever Sarah tried to talk about this sexual abuse, she experienced a severe cramping in her pelvic region just above her pubic bone. If you recall from a previous track, Gina suffered from constipation and occasional rectal bleeding, and I used the dialoguing with your body exercise. However, with Sarah, I felt the releasing of emotional energy to be more appropriate. I used dialoguing with your body exercise with Gina and releasing of emotional energy with Sarah. As I explained to Sarah, since the energy of the pain of sexual abuse has been held in your body for such a long time, it can be considered toxic. As you are aware, the secrets held by this toxic energy can be unexpressed anger, rage, fear, terror, grief, loss, and sadness, as well as shame and guilt. Healing energy, on the other hand, as you know, is unrepressed, free-flowing, and is often experienced as feelings of joy, peace, happiness, and contentment. I felt in order for Sarah to release this toxic pain, she had to learn how to allow her body to discover and release her emotional energy. I used four techniques with Sarah: the fetal position, anger release with a bat, color visualization, and directing healing energy. The following dialogue occurred during a Survivors of Sexual Abuse group session. Sarah stated that she wanted to work on her inability to express her feelings about being sexually abused. I gave Sarah the choice to do this exercise either by standing or sitting on the floor, curled in the fetal position, in the center of the circle. As we began, I asked her to tell us, "What are you experiencing right now?" Sarah stated, "I have the same old cold black knot in my stomach." I asked, "Are you having any emotional experiences?" Sarah replied, No, yes, fear, I think. I'm starting to feel sick to my stomach." I ask, "Can you focus on the knot?" Sarah cried, shaking, "Yes, I'm getting scared." I ask, "Do you want to stop? It's okay if you do." Sarah replied, "No, I want to go on." I stated, "Okay, keep focusing on the knot and tell me what you experience." Sarah stated, with her hand balled into a fist, "I feel cold. I feel scared." I ask, "What would your hand like to do?" Sarah replied with a childlike voice, "Hit him. Rip him apart. Punch his face. I'm scared." She clutched her belly with her hands, rolled over onto her side, and began to sob and cry. This lasted several moments, then subsided. I ask, "Sarah, do you want to continue?" Sarah replied, "Yes, the knot feels like it's on fire." I ask, "What is the knot trying to say?" Sarah screamed, "No, it's trying to say, no, stop, you're hurting me, no, no." Deciding to use a second technique, I asked Sarah if she wanted the large foam bat. She began to hit the large stack of pillows placed in the middle of the circle with the bat. This lasted for about 3 minutes, and then she began to sob and cry. After a few minutes, she stopped crying and asked to be covered with a blanket. Her shaking had stopped and her breathing had become deep and even. Sarah continued, "The knot's gone. I feel empty and peaceful, all at the same time." Flowing into the third technique, I decided to use the construct of a color visualization. Because Sarah had previously indicated that she saw her energy as various colors, I ask, "Is there a color that represents healing to you?" Sarah replied, "Yes, purple." I ask, "Use your inner vision to draw purple energy into the place in your body where you experienced the knot and where you now feel empty. Draw the purple energy up from the earth and fill your pelvic region with that purple energy of healing. Tell me what you feel." Sarah described, I feel light. I feel powerful. I can feel an energy in my body. It tingles. I keep getting fuller and fuller. I feel great. I've never felt like this before. I feel warm, opened. I think I'm done now." The next step was for Sarah to direct healing energy into the empty space held by the released energy associated with the abuse, which she did using the color purple. Since Sarah's belief system encompassed a certain level of spirituality regarding sending and receiving of positive and negative energy, she was receptive to the concept of directing healing energy by using the color purple. However, for another client, George, a 47-year-old electrical student, I explained this concept to him by indicating emotions can create positively or negatively charged particles, that he might envision atoms with pluses around them filling the space where atoms with minuses around them existed. Think of your Sarah. Would a more spiritual or scientific visualization assist your client best? Sarah agreed to visualize drawing a purple energy up from the earth and into her body 3 times every day for the following week. In the next group meeting, Sarah stated, "I've been feeling very relaxed and sort of powerful. It is like my body feels different. I've had a major healing experience, I think." Sarah had enjoyed doing the visualization, and she continued doing it once a day throughout the next year. When she left therapy, she told the group that she felt this was the most important and lasting piece of work that she had done. On this track, we have discussed the technique of releasing emotional energy to relieve the pain of childhood sexual abuse. In the next track, we will look at the use of leaning into empathy and taking a one-down position to assist in building rapport in potentially volatile sessions with a sexually abused child or their parent. Question 7. Depending upon the client's belief system, frame of reference, and life history, what are 2 visualizations you might use to facilitate releasing painful emotions?